Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And thank you to all of you who've been using it. And I notice that you're using it more and more. And I'm so happy about that, because we work hard to bring you as much resources as we can, as much valuable information and content as we can, and to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I really like it when you use our site. It's all free. Everything's free thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. And thank you for that. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, both of which you can find there on the homepage. Brady Brewer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend. Brady is the head of North American Starbucks store promotions, and he's their coffee brewing master. We wouldn't have anything less than the master on our show. Brady, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat for a second there. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you, and especially to talk about coffee. I like coffee. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I'm one of those guys, Brady, and I didn't see me exactly. I saw me a little bit in your research that you're going to talk about, but what I didn't see exactly was I'm one of those guys that doesn't drink a lot of coffee, maybe 4 cups a week. But when I drink it, I want it to be good.
Well, that's good. You should. You should want the best.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about it. If I'm going to, yep. I love good coffee, and I do not like bad coffee. I won't drink bad coffee. I know some people who love coffee so much, they'll drink anything. You know, they just complain about it. But I won't do that. But tell us, start out. We're going to brew a cup of coffee in a little bit, folks. We're going to get Brady to tell us how to brew a really good cup of coffee. But before we do, you've done some research. Talk to us about that.
We have, actually. Starbucks did a survey of coffee drinkers about why they drink coffee and what their preferences are relating to coffee and when they drink coffee. And we found some interesting things. And while it's all, I think we all think that people drink coffee pretty much every morning and that they're going out to get their cup of coffee and that's part of the daily ritual, we got a little more information about that. And some of the results are quite interesting. So we found that people who drink coffee at home, those people are drinking their coffee at home 6 times per week. So people who are regular coffee drinkers are drinking their coffee at home 6 times per week. Which
the smell wakes them up. The automatic coffee maker is part of their alarm system.
That's exactly right. It almost seems like people who make alarm clocks could work in a coffee smell or a coffee brewer into it, so you could have the best of both worlds.
Even people who don't drink coffee love the smell of coffee.
They do. I would say between that in the morning and fresh baked bread, that would be two perfect combination of smells to wake you up in the morning.
Absolutely, no question about it. Maybe a little bacon too on the skillet there. Okay, what else did you learn about coffee drinkers?
Well, we found that almost half, or about 46%, find that coffee at a local coffee shop often tastes better than what they brew at home.
What's up with that?
Well, you know, I think it's that a lot of people who are brewing coffee at home, we look at four fundamentals at Starbucks of how to brew the perfect cup of coffee at home, and one of those things is proportion. And I think a lot of people, when they're brewing coffee, are kind of eyeballing the amount of coffee that they put in the coffee machine, or perhaps not using the freshest water, or
right. Maybe
not using the freshest beans and or the
grind for their coffee machine. Why does fresh water matter?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk with people about is using cold, filtered water heated to just off the boil. And the important piece in there is the filtered piece. If you're using water straight out of the tap in your coffee machine, a lot of times people will drink bottled water at home or even filtered water at home as their glass of water. But when it comes to making coffee, they use their water straight out of the tap. And if there are mineral qualities to the water that may change the taste of the water, you can taste that pretty easily in the coffee. So we recommend using filtered water.
We have filtered water in our kitchen.
Excellent.
And so that water tastes good. When I drink a little water in the bathroom out of a cup, the water doesn't taste so good. So, it's clearly that affects your coffee.
So I guess the rule there is no bathroom water for the
exactly
for the coffee.
That's the rule. We actually have that framed. It's up on a wall in the hallway.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we know about coffee drinkers?
Well, we found that about 70% of coffee drinkers take at least one coffee break during the day after their morning cup, which I think is interesting. It just shows that a lot of people are out. They want to get recharged or, you know, take a little uplifting moment in their day, and so they get a coffee break at some point.
Is it that they want to go get a cup of coffee or they need a break and the coffee is what they do while they're taking a break? Which one do you think?
Well, we found that coffee helps increase people's productivity. People are telling us that after they have a cup of coffee, especially in the afternoon or in the morning, mid-morning break, that they find that they're more productive in the afternoon, that it's the type of pick-me-up they need to get going. So I think there's both a functional thing to it, and then there's probably also a little bit of an emotional thing of that it's just kind of nice to have that warm cup of coffee in your hand, and the flavor's nice, and it's just a nice little break in your day.
I walked into a business one time about 10:30 in the morning, and half the people were asleep. I said, what's wrong? They said, we ran out of coffee.
So we can help.
See, I've done my own research here, Brady. Okay, let's talk a little bit about brewing coffee. We'll get back to some of the research in a minute. You talked about proportion a minute ago.
Yes.
Now, what is the right proportion?
The rule of thumb that we like to use is 2 tablespoons of ground coffee for every 6 ounces of water.
Hmm.
So, a lot of people might kind of eyeball the amount of coffee, as I was saying, but it's great just to have, you can go to your local Starbucks or even just a kitchen store and get a tablespoon scoop or even a 2-tablespoon scoop. Just an easy way to quickly measure out the right amount of coffee for your coffee maker.
2 tablespoons of coffee. Heaping tablespoons?
No, not heaping.
Not heaping, but just kind of round it off a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, you can round it off.
They can be flattened.
Okay, all right. Now, I like it rounded off. All right, two tablespoons of coffee. Now, you're the master. 2 tablespoons of coffee, however, whatever you of ground coffee.
Yep.
And for every six ounces. Now, that's
correct.
I have a scoop that I use.
Okay.
And it's probably close to what you said, only I throw in a little bit extra at the end.
Okay.
What do you think? Is there anything wrong with having a little extra coffee?
No, I think you can use a little extra coffee if you want. The rule of thumb is really to get people into the really close range of about the amount of coffee they should use. If you have specific tastes that you're going for, you know, you can add a little more. There's nothing that says the way anybody wants their coffee is wrong.
Right, right. Brady, stand by. Folks, we're visiting with Brady Brewer. He's the coffee brewing master at Starbucks. And, Brady, I want you to note that I have not made any comments about your name. We're going to come right back after these messages, 20 after. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a way I've learned to make coffee that almost rivals Starbucks.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Brady Master Coffee Brewer. No, that's not right. It's Brady Brewer, Master Brewer. Master Coffee Brewer. Is that right, Brady?
Coffee Master.
Coffee Master. I'll get it right in a minute. I was trying to figure out how to not get in trouble with your name.
That's okay.
You have a great name for a great job, but not too many people's names fit their job. Okay. Brady, by the way, folks, is the head of North America Starbucks store promotions. So if you're happy with how the store is promoting their products, you can send him a little nice little note. If you're not, he's the guy to call. He's the guy to send all the letters to. We're talking about, by the way, Brady, I won't stand in line a long time to get a cup of your coffee, even though it's very good. But I will stand in line for your Frappuccinos.
They are good. And you know what? They're made with all Latin American coffee.
Well, I don't like lines. It's nothing personal. I just don't like to stand in line, but too much time in the Army. But I will stand in line for your Frappuccino. Those are so refreshing, and I just get the plain coffee fraps. I don't get the fruity kind or the flavored kind. Now, what is it about South American, Central American coffee that makes a difference?
Oh, you mean in the Frappuccinos?
Well, anywhere. Any of your coffees.
Well, anywhere. The type of coffee that's grown in Latin America, one of the flavor characteristics that we find with Latin American coffees is we describe them as being bright, in that they have this... the technical way to describe it is that they're acidic, but it really doesn't have to do with, like, the amount of acid that's in the coffee. If people say that there's a lot of, you know, an acidy quality to coffee, it's more of the way it hits your tongue when you're tasting it. And it's, so it really hits the sides of your tongue, and they're usually what people would describe as crisp, bright coffees. A lot of people would drink a Latin American coffee in the morning with fruit or, a blueberry muffin or something that can use a little bit of a crispness to it that makes you kind of sip your coffee and go, ah.
We like full-bodied coffees, and my personal test for a good coffee is I use a little sugar and a little cream in my coffee.
Sure.
And if I can get it like I want it with about a third of a teaspoon of sugar, that's the best coffee to me.
Sure. If you like really bold coffees, a nice bold coffee that we have, one of my favorites is Sumatra.
Yeah. I have had the Sumatra. Actually, I bought the Sumatra before. It is good. Let me tell you the one little trick, and then I want to get into some business issues.
Sure.
We found the coffee press. We don't perk coffee anymore because we don't drink a lot of it. You know, we don't drink like gallons of coffee at a time. We found a coffee press, and that's how we make it at home, with a press. We grind our own beans. And we make it with a press. What do you think?
Oh, excellent.
Boy, now, if you want to make coffee that rivals Starbucks coffee, that's the way to do it.
Hey, we'll make a coffee press for you.
I'd like that.
If you go into any Starbucks and say, I would like a coffee press of that coffee, they will make it for you.
Oh, really? They'll press?
Yes.
Oh, I can get pressed coffee? I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
But I have to wait longer.
That's our preferred brewing method. It's just we have so many people buying coffee that we use our specially designed digital drip brewer. Our stores, but if you ask for a coffee press of coffee, we'll make it for you anytime.
I didn't know that. Well, I'll ask for that in the future. But I mean, I'll tell you what, folks, if you want the best coffee at home, I think that's the way to make it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about business. What's been the key to Starbucks' success?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people ask us that, and I would say that beyond providing a really high-quality cup of coffee, that's really what gets people in the door. I think that what has made Starbucks stand out has been that we've focused beyond just providing a great cup of coffee, and we've focused on the experience of providing community and providing a relaxing place that's a welcoming place for people to go when they're not at work and they're not at home.
How big a deal do you think building community has been to your success?
I think it has been everything to our success. I mean,
Say that again.
It has been everything to our success.
Folks, you need to listen to that. This is very important. Go ahead.
We, it all started with a great cup of coffee, and that's what, as I said, got people in the door. But I think that it takes more than just a great product to get people coming back, especially as often as Starbucks customers do. And when you talk with our customers about why they come back, they start using words like feeling a part of, the culture, feeling a part of my city, feeling recognized, wanting to be where people are.
People also like to be associated with success.
Yes.
So I think that contributes to it, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we as a company don't advertise a lot. We don't. You haven't seen, despite how recognized our brand is around the world, you don't see us advertising a lot. And I think that's because our customers, through word of mouth, have invited their friends into Starbucks for a cup of coffee, and that's how our company has been built. It hasn't been built on being too overly promotional. It really has to do with people being welcomed, feeling good, and then wanting to extend that experience to their friends. And
tomorrow is National Coffee Day.
That's correct.
It's 30
Starbucks
seconds.
Tomorrow,
what does that mean?
There's the Starbucks coffee break. And so from 10 to noon, we have invited our customers in for a lot of things. One is a free cup of tall brewed coffee.
And tomorrow I can get free coffee at Starbucks?
Exactly.
Can I get a free frap?
You know what? Frappuccino is not part of the promotion, however.
Darn.
I know. I'm sorry. However, we will be tasting for our customers. We'll be sampling the wide range of coffees that Starbucks offers.
Tomorrow, Coffee Day. Brady Brewer with Starbucks. Thank you, Brady. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Ken Grumbach. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.